It's Monday, November 20th, 2023. Thanks for tuning in to this special all-women episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Hello, ladies. Where the party at?
Up your ass.
There's no need for that in front of ladies.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands you might have otherwise missed.
We favor the simple expression of the complex thought. We are for the large shape because it has the impact of the unequivocal.
My name is Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, what a great way to open up this here special all-women episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's going to be all women singing this whole episode. And so that was a great way to start it off. Hazel English from Oakland, California, doing a cover of The Law's There She Goes. Takes me back to the early 90s. I think that was a great song. Love that song. Always loved it. And Hazel English's version, very nice. Okay, up next from Louisville, Kentucky, the band is Geneva. Spelled the same way that always spells always, which is to say a W replaced with two V's, except that in this case it is a V, it's just there's two of them. I don't know. It's Geneva. That's the name of the band. Maybe it's Geneva? I'm going to go with Geneva, but it could be Geneva. Anyway, they're from Louisville. They've got an amazing album. It's called Late Bloomer. We are going to hear two songs from it. First, Fast Lane, and then Crazy Horse. Both excellent songs. It was hard to choose. There's a lot of good ones. You're going to like this record. It's super good. Without further ado, Geneva with Fast Lane and Crazy Horse, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Going
coffee place with Doka keeping up. With the sunrise, think they're onto something. Saw the ocean for the waves and eat that vision like a drug. I just make you feel so.
Possibility.
right, let's get caught up. After Geneva back there, we heard a band from Melbourne, Australia. They're called Jade Imagine. And Jade Imagine did two songs off their album Cold Memory. That's their newest release. We heard the songs Instinct That I Want to Know and Back and Forth. Both great songs, especially Instinct That I Want to Know. Super catchy, amazing song. Love it. A lot of the rest of her album is a bit more folky or something, but pretty good stuff. Then, just before I started talking, we heard two songs by a band from Paris, France. They're called An Attendant Anna, otherwise known, I guess, as Waiting for Anna. And the songs we heard were first the title track from the record, Principia, and then The Cutoff. Both super great songs off a really great record. I think if you like those, it's pretty representative, so check out the whole thing. It's a very strong release. All right, up next, from New York City, one of my old favorites, Nelly Mackay. She's back with a new record. It's called Hey Guys, Watch This. And it's very Nelly Mackay. I mean, the whole record, it sounds, it's very iconically her, right? She's got such a sound. We're going to hear two songs, the first and last songs on the record. The first one, the drinking song. And this one's just got kind of a catchy hook, catchy chorus or something. I just think it's a fun song. I think it's a good one to play on the show. Sounds very Nelly Mackay. And then the second one, Make a Wish. This one's takes a turn. So you don't, I'm not going to give anything away, but it's not what you're expecting and it's not for kids. So without further ado, Nelly Mackay, The Drinking Song, and Make a Wish from her new Hey Guys, Watch This album. Where else but right here on this special all-women episode of The Sounds of My Head.
There goes my heart. There goes my wrecking ball. Here lies a part I never knew. I've asked a thousand times why you're up there when I'm with you. And I just wanna drink and drink and drink and drink and drink. I just wanna let the spirits help me close my eyes. I'm just gonna drink and never think. Just keep on drinking till I die. For my baby's gone to angels in the sky. There goes a friend. I was the lucky one. Here lies a heart that was so true. It's something permanent. Here comes the cost of loving you. And I just want to dream, 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 dream. I'm just gonna let the memory lift me from this life. Dream until I die. For my angels flown to heaven. Yes, I've lost my loving baby. Now my baby's with them angels in the sky.
There was a girl born into poverty, brought into this wicked world, the land of slavery. Her parents said, all that's behind, all you do is set your mind, and you will find a life that's ripe with possibility. They gave her books and records too. Look at all that you can do. Simone Biles and Booker T, Richard Wright and RBG. Sprinkle that black girl magic, your gown will sweep the floor. The future is female, and it's gonna last evermore. Reap the fruits of sweet resistance. Nonetheless, she persisted. Si se puede, ain't no line. And baby girl, it's your time. Anything whites can do, you can do too. Any job that you see, that's what you can be. She say, I know what I wanna be.
What do you wanna be?
I know what I wanna be.
What do you wanna be?
I know what I wanna be.
What do you wanna be?
I wanna be Jeffrey. Jeffrey Dahmer.
You wanna be Jeffrey Dahmer?
I wanna be Jeffrey Dahmer, ho ho. Sweet little innocent black girl, drilling them holes in the motherfucking heads. Mean little white boy, drilling more holes in more heads. Who are you gonna vote for? Can't vote for the hombre, doesn't make sense. Female Jeffrey Dahmer, gonna be first woman president. So her daddy say,
why you wanna drill all those holes in the head?
And her mama say,
something about it just doesn't seem right.
Gotta say, look, black people been starved in the belly of the ship. As you know, drowned, beat, suffocated, stuffed down, had our whole life violated. We've been hung, whipped, scarred in all places, burnt to a crisp in a sea of grinning faces. Tongues ripped out as they shove us in the mud. Babies taken from us and our genitals cut. Tie us, break us, chain, enslave us, drag from the back of a truck in the red dust. Jasper, Texas, known as Gravel Necklace. Foreign evil nexus, it's a blank canvas proud. Could be anywhere, your hometown, full of pain and degradation found. Libacious clowns, set of 40 acres, we ain't gonna get no reparations. And women, huh? That's a joke. How many girls get slapped and choked by the end of this song? Think I'm wrong? Numbers higher than Cheech and Chong. Women beat every 9 seconds. Fist ray down every direction. Everything's a weapon, well-intentioned. Messed, molested, and send her a lesson. Threaten and finish one, raped every minute. Happens on streets or behind the spinet. We're in it. Think clitorectomies. And the sex trade is slave trade. Over 10 million a year. Name me an object has been stuffed up some woman's orifice somewhere, sometime. What's more, folks? I like girls, and that's another danger to fear. So that's why I want to be the first black woman and the first gay female to lure indigent youth to my basement, bore holes in their skulls, and fill the holes with acid. In this, I will be a pioneer, and I can help pave the way for others. But her mama says,
well, when you put it that way.
And her daddy says,
we just want you to be happy, honey.
She says, thanks, Ma, thanks, Pa, and she fetches her hat and coat.
What you doing now?
I'm gonna shuffle around Home Depot. Sweet little innocent gay girl, drilling them holes in the motherfucking heads. Mean little straight boy, drilling more holes in more heads. Who are you gonna vote for? Can't vote for the hombre, doesn't make sense. Female Jeffrey Dahmer, gonna be first woman president. So she pulls out of the driveway, pulls into the bar. Finds a lanky staring blankly at a thick unlit cigar. Is he man or baby? Maybe 17 at most. She says, you need a light for that. He looks at her like he's seen a ghost. What's that you're feeling?
You remind me of my mom.
Are you a runaway?
Is it that obvious? I had to come here to escape my pa. Bash my head into the sheetrock. Late last night, I'd had enough.
Sounds like you've been through some toxic masculinity. What you need is some toxic femininity. Have some drinks, grab some snacks. She shows him her photograph. Would you like a place to pass out for the night is cold? They head back to the fortress, I mean her happy home. Leads him to the basement, shows him mattress made of memory foam. Hands him his Xanax, we all need some love.
Have you been through it too?
Who needs trauma? Life's enough. Pours him a nightcap, glass macrame.
Ooh, I like that.
It on Etsy.
I feel so safe here. Can I just get a refill?
Sure, babe, we got all night. Then it's drill, baby, drill. Sweet little innocent sad girl, drilling them holes in the motherfucking heads. Mean little fine boy, drilling more holes and more heads. Who are you gonna vote for? Can't vote for the hombre, doesn't make sense. Female Jeffrey Dahmer, gonna be first woman president.
I am a Jewish 21-year-old college junior from Los Angeles. A lot of people have expressed their shock about what's happened on college campuses in the last month, with students cheering the slogans of a genocidal death cult, professors celebrating Hamas's massacre, and, in certain instances, Jewish students being physically threatened and assaulted. But I wasn't shocked, and I want to tell you why. In high school, my homeroom had an exercise where we made a chart dividing various ethnicities, religions, and other identities into the categories of oppressor on the left side and oppressed on the right. Women are oppressed. Straight people are oppressors. Then we reached the Jew category. This being a high school in Los Angeles, many of my classmates were Jewish. I recall we skipped it altogether, but the chart of oppression stayed on the whiteboard. And I'm sure that if there were fewer Jews in that classroom, Jews would be put squarely in the oppressor category. Social justice theory became part of everything. My senior English class was not about great literature, but about readings and critical theory, which meant looking at ways to divide people by race, gender, and other characteristics. I had a non-academic weekly homeroom class in which we learned that white people are racist and men are toxic. It shouldn't be shocking that a generation that has been trained to identify and slot people based on their identities alone, and who are taught that violence against oppressors can be a righteous healing force, take to the streets to shout these lessons. When you see young people tearing down posters of kidnapped children, this is why. They've been taught that those children are instruments of an oppressive group.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
let's get caught up one last time. After Nelly Mackay back there, we heard Crumb and Melody's Echo Chamber. I've played Melody's Echo Chamber on the show many a time before, but they've got this new release with Crumb. It's called La Temple Volante, and that's a single that they released, and I think it's pretty good. I liked it, so I decided to pop it here on this women vocals episode. It passed the very limited test. does a woman sing? Done. Then, just before I started talking, we heard two songs by a band from British Columbia in Canada called White Poppy. She is like a very Cocteau Twinsian. Sort of sound with a soundscapey, just never enough reverb, great harmonies and melodies. I think it's delightful music. We heard two songs, Apathy and Happy, both from her album Sound of Blue. So hope you like that. If you did pick up the whole thing, you will not be disappointed. It all sounds exactly like that and very good. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show from Brisbane in Australia, Hatchie. She is back with a new album called Giving the World Away. I bought it a long time ago thinking, oh, I can't wait, I'm going to play this on the show, and I just never have because I don't really like it very much. I don't know what it is. I think I liked her older music more or something. I don't know. But anyway, this is the best song, I think, on the record. It's called Till We Run Out of Air. It's the only one I felt worthy of the show. So here it is, finishing up this special all-women episode with Hatchie from Brisbane with Till We Run Out of Air from her new album, Giving the World Away. does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Melancholic Scenery by White Poppy, Peacock by The New Runes, and Stay Here by Rhoda. If you'd like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can find links to places to follow me on social media or a playlist for season 20 of The Sounds of My Head on Spotify. That's where I put all the songs I play on the show into the playlist for the season as it progresses. You can just listen to that instead of ever listening to the episodes if you want. But you might miss some stuff, because not everything's in Spotify. But most stuff is. This episode, everything's in Spotify. What else? You can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Always love to hear from you. We will see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.